Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and a welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 3rd of December 2021 and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development and emerging social and consumer trends. Well, good morning. It is December and it is a Friday. That means it's Culture Friday, but it's Culture Friday at the best time of the year because December has been declared National Culture Month by the Honorable Philip Brave Davis. And today I will be bringing to you some of the activities that are taking place and organized by the Cultural Affairs Division in the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. Now, that song I played at the beginning of the show is the Junkanoo remake of La Bam Bam by Benji. Now, Benji is our Caribbean brethren, but he grew up right here in Nassau with us too. And so you could tell when you listen to that song that he understands Junkanoo. He could ride the beat. There's a perfect placement of two sounds together. But why I love that song so much is I realized that at the very beginning of the song, you have the, at least I think that's what it is, the Rolling Thunder Junkanoo beat, right? And I just, that's my favorite. That's my favorite part of Junkanoo. In fact, when I rush with Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of white people, Junkanoo, and the whole world, except for the pigs and the Methuselahs, of course, we get the opportunity, right? So what we do is we sneak on Shirley Street, right? We do our lap. We start on Shirley Street to do our lap. And then by the time we get to the Bay Street docking station, we try link up with the BEC Shockers because the BEC Shockers have that giant drum. BEC Shockers drum so big, they could cook dinner for a whole of Bimini inside their drum. And when you get to rush with them, you going up Bay Street. You hear that Rolling Thunder drum beat. That, so all I have to do is make sure from I come out onto Bay Street, I don't stop shaking my cowbells, right? I got to perform this straight across Rawson Square. That's what the price you have to pay to rush with the BEC Shockers, no slunking. I'm asking the general public, if you have a recording of the Rolling Thunder drum beat on its own as a part of a class, a tutorial session, or as a part of a performance, please send it to the station or send it to me, but send it to the station because people need to hear that. we need to document these things and explore not just the power, but the purpose. Because there had to be a purpose for that drum. That drum like that letting you know where they're coming. Right? We need to get back to them old things. Anyway, so today, you know, it's Culture Friday. We're going to have a selection of junk and new music, heard and unheard and very rarely heard. And we're going to talk about the things happening this month out of the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture. Remember, December the 1st was World AIDS Day, and I think December is also declared Bahamian AIDS Awareness Month. And these are important things to remember. And then this is the most important thing to remember. The Nassau Grouper season is closed from the 1st of December, 2021 until the 28th of February, 2022. The Nassau Grouper season is closed. So here's what it is we have to do. We have to figure out how to strike a balance, right? Between the need, the absolute urgency, the need to adhere to the closed season, but we also, equally as urgently, have to ensure that we're supporting the fishermen that are going to lose income because of the closed season, right? And there are easy ways to do that. That's the easiest part of it. The hardest part could be leaving the grouper in the water. The easiest part is saying to your fishermen, look here, I don't mind if you don't cook grouper, I mean, you don't buy grouper, you know, or catch grouper. I'll eat lionfish. I'll eat hog snapper. There are other types of grouper that can be eaten, but I'm going to suggest that we stay away from all the grouper, right? Because we have alternatives that are great and can work. That lionfish sitting in the ocean, trying to eat up every baby crawfish, crab, shrimp, lobster, all the little baby fishes. That fish is an excellent alternative to grouper. You're going to get your white, flaky, cod-like meat. You're going to get thick pieces of meat with minimal bone, like the grouper. And here's the best part about the lionfish. You see those wing bits, what we call the shoulders or the wings? They fat, they juicy, they oily, they perfect for boiled fish and stew fish. The perfect alternative. So we could take care of a whole bunch of tasks one time. Adhere to the closed grouper season. Continue to support fishermen by purchasing other types of fish, like hog snapper and lionfish. Aim for lionfish so that we can continue to work towards depleting them in our waters. In fact, we should seriously consider transitioning from grouper to lionfish. Because let me show you why, dear Bahamian restaurateurs and establishment owners. If you sell me some imported fish under the guise of grouper or my traditional saltwater snapper, I'm going to be very, very upset. If you lie and tell me it's grouper and it's not grouper, not only will I know, but I will be very, very upset. And you don't have to. We have an ocean full of fish out there. So let this be the beginning of a new Christmas tradition. Replace your grouper, especially your Nassau grouper, with lionfish or another type of fish, because the Nassau grouper season is officially closed from the 1st of December 2021 till 28th of February 2022. But don't let that stop you from supporting your local fishermen. Anyway, those are the highlights for this morning. We're going to play some music, but I got some questions for you. Did Ronnie Butler sing a version of O Holy Night? Now, I did find one version online, you know, but it looked like somebody took the original and took their synthesizer, their Casio, and played something. I couldn't even desecrate the good Guardian airwaves by playing it. But if anybody has a version of Ronnie Butler singing O Holy Night, or any Bahamian artist singing a traditional Christmas song, Bahamian style, please send it to me or to the station so that we could share it with all the little children that don't know the best part of being Bahamian. Also, who has all the Bahamian Junkanoo Christmas covers and the Junkanoo covers? Where are they archived? Where y'all have them? Because that's the sweetest part of Junkanoo, is listening to your own people take the Bahamian classic. See, the same way Jamaica have the rhythm, when we were growing up, we listened to the Jamaican artists take every American and Global North song and make it better. And then we listened to Ronnie Butler them do that too. Well, that's what your Junkanoo's group doing. Junkanoo groups are doing every year. The next question I have for you is, how are you Junkanooing this year? I listened to Morning Blend this morning. I see we got some alternative activities going. I was so glad to hear that report, because I got other reports last night that there were people just up in Junkanooing in the wild. Like, you could be on the road going, you know, to go catch one late night something, snack, maybe fries with hot sauce, and you just catch a Junkanoo group spring up in the middle of the road. You get a detour. I mean, now, to be honest with you, their Ministry of Tourism and Junkanoo groups. You remember that game Pokemon Go? Imagine if you had an app on your phone and on Christmas night, you could use the app to find the little hidden Junkanoo performance locations. Of course, everything COVID secure and COVID protocol in force, but you get in your car with the app on your phone and you use the scavenger hunt clues to figure out if you could find out where the small group, whatever the group is, and then identify them and put them in the app and then get a prize at the end. That would be good too, because then you would encourage people to move in small groups, familiar groups, only as many people who could fit in the car. And did you know the number of people that you could put in your car is determined by the number of seat belts you have in your car? If you only have 5 seat belts, you could only have 5 people in your car. Y'all know that? Anyway, dear Ministry of Tourism, Ministry of Culture, Youth, Sports, and Culture, y'all get on that. I like that idea. What's your favorite type of Christmas music? Are you a Byron Lee and the Dragonaires soca? Are you a Bahamian the Farm, Rake and Scrape? Or are you a Junkanoo or nothing? Or are you a Christmas traditional standards kind of Bahamian? And then tell me, what's your favorite Christmas song? Song to listen to at Christmas. And then, since we're talking Junkanoo this morning, what I need to do is complete a list of all the Junkanoo groups that exist and that have existed. And the first name I have, well, the first two names I have to put on the list are the Methuselahs and the Vikings. And the Methuselahs, I was told, is a group of all women, scrap group of all Bahamian women. And so I need to collect all the names, because as far as I'm concerned, the Spirit is the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo, except for the Pigs and the Methuselahs. So I need to compile that list. Arlington, play that song for me. So the one and only Sparky. Let's play the Island Village, the one at the top of the list. And when you start playing it, I can tell the people who it is. Sparky inspired me finding this song. It is called Island Village by the one and only Percy Vola Francis.
Come to the island.
Now listen, if you all had told me Percy Fowler Francis cut a whole album, I wouldn't have believed you, right? I believe that's a dancing man. But listen, imagine that. Now, I apologize for the quality of the track, right? That's my bad. That's the only thing I could find. And although I related to that, the people them from that other radio station, I didn't want to go bum rush them to go bring all their music over here, right? Maybe we have to build our own archive here. But that was Island Village by Percy Fowler Francis. Now, the numbers to call to join the show this morning, to join the discussion, are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96, 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. I have a text here that says, good morning, what was the name of the Junkanoo song in your intro? So that is La Bam Bam Junkanoo Remake by Benji. Now, Benji is our brethren, I think from the Eastern Caribbean states, but he grew up here with us in the Bahamas. And I was saying that's why you could hear it. It's a perfect, like, he understands Junkanoo and how to apply it to that song. It's just beautiful. I have another text here that says, hi, Aaron. I may just go to Turks and Caicos to catch my group, but they don't have a closed season there. Well, so it's a couple of things. It is the Nassau season. The Nassau groupers' season's closed. There are other types of grouper that you can catch, but we discourage that because some unscrupulous people may do a thing, you know? But we, this program of preserving the grouper has to support the fishermen at the same time, right? That's how these things have to work. In Cuba, when they close the season, they pay the fishermen to protect that particular species during the season because they can't make money from it. I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hi. Pleasant. Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm doing fine, Aaron. I just called. I was prompted to call. Now, I'm listening to that. You said that was Fowler Francis?
Yeah.
The legendary Fowler Francis is what I should say. One of our greatest cultural icons in the country's history as it relates to Junkanoo. I just wanted to say that was very refreshing, hearing that type of music on the airwaves, Aaron. I love that. And it took me back to a time when I was a very, very, very young man growing up and attending carnival with family and friends. You know, those were the good old days of the 80s, and I guess somewhere in the 90s, where they used to have carnival downtown on the main Bay Street.
You mean like Gombe?
Gombe, sorry. Jeez, how Gombe Carnival?
No, Gombe.
Gombe, Aaron. Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, with Off the Wall and those type of artists from that era, or that era, depending on how you want to call it, you know, but playing great Bohemian music, you know, the Bohemian music that was inspired from the spirit, from the soul, you know, from the heart, you know, the Bohemian music that represented truly our indigenous culture, you know, that represented the kind-hearted people who we were, and the intelligent people and the enterprising people that we were, and the loving people that we were back then, when we had a time where crime was minimum and love and happiness was at an all-time high. Hopefully we can find that formula and get back to those days. But please, Aaron, continue to play that kind of music. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Yeah, man, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, for many purposes, this us connecting to this music is for many purposes. I want to send a note to the Ministry of Tourism right now and say, listen, if you focused on experiential tourism, right, if your product is going to shift to curating and crafting experiences for tourists, those experiences have to be rooted in the lived experiences of Bahamians. So if us young people don't know the thing, if we don't know the music, how can we create products from it?
If you need,
how can we create products from it? Anyway, I see I got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock, then I can play another song.
Good morning, Miss Green.
Hey, good morning, Sparky.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
You know, it's a surprise to hear Antoine coming out and talking something other than politics and PLP and the right honorable this and the right honorable that, to hear him talking something with sense.
Yes, sir.
For a change, and even taking time to breathe. I wish he'd take time to breathe sometime rather than just let his lip talk or he talk. But anyway, you know, getting back to the cultures, Culture Friday is, you know,
yes,
I love that when it comes down to that.
Yes, sir.
That and farming, you know, that's my thing. Farming, fishing, and culture, that's my thing. That is part of stuff I like. I can't talk about on the radio, not with you. But anyway.
Once you all know that I wasn't allowed out my house before 1993.
Yes. You was a good little girl then.
And Corinne Mitchell wouldn't let me off the side porch at all.
Well, you was a good little, you had to stay, only thing you could have done was look across the road at the barracks.
At the police, yep, but look here.
You know, every time I'm going to come out that door and try not to walk around with that gun in the hand. You know, you got the time you could have set your clock by him.
The time to go to bed, every time
and,
I see you.
And then Saturday morning, they could take the little march over the governor's to the court, change it to the guard, so they get.
Absolutely, but
so you know me, though, when we talk about culture and history back then, before the Spence Fort used to be up there, the police them used to be up there by the government house, the governor house.
Yeah.
You know, before the white and green fellas used to be up there. So
look here, Sparky, I got four more calls on the line.
But hold on 1 second. Now I will take you back. Give me some culture time. You get over to Antoine all of that. He's a guest on your Friday morning show.
Boy, Antoine ain't called me in 18 years.
I tell you, sure, he just getting hooked on the talk show now. He won't want to stop now, but I was trying to call him. I used to remember the days, boy. Let me tell you this. You ain't know nothing but this. When we used to leave the Junkanoo Shack, first we started at Tedrick Street, that was Guskamo Old Man Car Garage, where we started. Then we moved to the Bird Lawn. Okay, the Bird Lawn was right across from wherever that insurance place is on Royal Avenue. But anyway, the Bird Lawn, that's where. It used to be an entertainment place.
Yeah, Sparky,
that became a
look
boxing
here,
arena.
Sparky, I got to cut you. I know you could be mad at me, but I got to cut you. Let me tell you why. You make me so jealous just now. Listen, all of these stories, and you all refuse to write these stories down for us. I got one neighbor. This boy, every time I talk to him, he's make me jealous about what they used to do. And here's what it is, people. It's the collective experience. It's that when my neighbor tell that story and Sparky hear it, the two of them live in the same experience because they used to do the same thing. And that's the catalyst right there when we share the lived experiences. So, Arlington, I dare jealous. Look here. Play that song, Mr. Culmer. Caller, you on the clock. I good, thank you.
Yeah, you won't forget to call us and just play music all day. What happened to you?
That's the plan was. I get about 18 songs. Wait till you hear the rest of the song. I only want to play this song dead quick so y'all, all the Bahamians, could understand how jealous we are of y'all with your stories that you keep to yourself.
Yeah, I heard Antoine was talking about the Gombe.
Yeah.
The Gombe was a miniature tourism program for the summertime.
Yeah.
To promote summer tours. And but something for the tourists and native alike.
But
to have something to do.
Listen, you see that Gombe beat though? See that Gombe drum beat, which is what Gombe is based in.
That's one of the reasons why there were talks about moving Junkanoo off Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
But the engineers, the Old Bahamian engineers and Old Bahamian Junkanoo players and participants would tell you the narrow building.
Right, there's no sound like Bay Street.
Exactly, it beats off dead and it bounces back down.
Look here, that's why I tell the Junkanooers, they can't own Junkanoo if they need Bay Street.
They tried at the Sports Center, and the sound was awful.
Yeah.
Grand Bahama have the problem. You know Grand Bahama Junkanoo, right?
Yeah.
You there's a hollow.
Yeah.
Grand Bahama Junkanoo sounds good and everything. But it will never sound like Bay Street because there's a hollow.
I got you.
There's a narrow that brings the songs and brings the songs to you.
Yeah.
And that need to be recorded, and the UB.
Absolutely.
UB need to record that because we
and document
it. Engineer will come about someday and say, move it, but if you have the record of it.
Yeah, then you don't have to prove it. Thank you. Look, yeah, I got more callers. I got to go. Caller, you got 30 seconds. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Stark in the voice with you, Aaron Pretty Eyes Green.
Good morning. Look here, next time you got to call me Aaron the Spirit Green.
The Spirit?
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you something. This country needs justice, law, and order.
Thank you.
What I want to say to you, right? I have 40 great-grandchildren in the United States of America. Grand in school in America, okay, in college. Okay? I have children, right? When I made that statement the other day, when you call it confusion, that one confusion, I just want the best for my children, great-grandchildren, and the Bahamas in general.
Okay.
I know what's happening. I've been around here a long time.
I apologize if I did offend you with my commentary. And I appreciate what you're saying. And my commentary is never to suggest that you are naive. Because like you say, you have children, and I ain't got none. I ain't got none. I ain't even teeth none. I almost did, though, because they work hard if you train them up right.
Well,
they work hard.
It's possible. You're still living.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have a blessing day.
Yes, man. I receive it. Even the blessing. Anyway, Dear Bahamians. Play it, Arlington. Dear Bahamians. This is us young people jealous. But we going to take what you leave us, and we going to make something with it. This is Junkanoo.
Now she got me struck. I asked her out to dinner and she gave me one look. She say, Papa crazy boy, but if this real and try your hand, just let them know what you've got planned. I promise to love your daughter, I promise to care. And when she needs me, I'll always be there. Now I'm talking to your man to man. I always got good intentions.
This is Mr. Kalma by Ian Davis, and it's a remake of, I think, Good Morning, Mr. Walker. I come to take your daughter.
Well, I come from a humble home, where my mommy raised me all on her own. And she say, no child of mine gonna leave his son behind. When he grow up, he'll be big and strong.
Thank you, Arlington. Y'all hear that? The young people, we got y'all. We got y'all. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back from a break, listen, I got songs by Exuma, Dr. Off, Tony Eileen, Eddie Minnis, Eric Minnis, High Voltage. I even got a little track, maybe I could sneak it in there, from the Colors, Junkanoo Lockdown Video, Kevin McKenzie, Sting Junkanoo Group, even Shine, Sweet Emily, oh my, Lady E, Gino D, all of us, we just jamming the Junkanoo. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I'll always be there. Now I'm talking to you, man to man. I always got good intentions. I promise to love your daughter. I promise to care. And when she needs me, I'll always be there. Now I'm talking to you, man to man. I always got good intentions.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Okay, so I know I went a little long with the callers there. I tell you what though, you see, Nassau own Junkanoo. You can't do the Junkanoo, right? You can't get that same sound without that architecture. But the feeling at Junkanoo practice now, right? There's a different feeling altogether. And so I have this question. What's your favorite Christmas tradition, right? You like Junkanoo on Bay or you like Junkanoo at practice? And to be honest with you, I know plenty people who prefer Junkanoo at practice than on Bay. But for the science of Junkanoo and that sound, if you're doing your recordings, you got to capture it in town or in the studio because you ain't going to get the same vibe. Anyway, I got a text here. Thank you very much. Response to my question, to find a Rolling Thunder drum beat, we can watch the BEC Shockers 2011 New Year's Junkanoo 3 on YouTube, or you can watch BEC Shockers 2012 New Year's Day Junkanoo 5. On YouTube, and that's what you'd use to search it. Thank you very much, Texter. I'm going to have a wonderful weekend. But listen, I've got a guest. I'm sort of waiting for them to pop in. My guest this morning is Ms. Portia Sands from the Cultural Affairs Division in the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. And today we're going to talk briefly about some of the activities taking place this month and in the upcoming days, emanating from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. Good morning, Ms. Sands.
Good morning, Erin. Good morning, Bahamas.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity. You tell us, you know, what you think is the most exciting thing on your list, and then I can tell you which one I think is the most exciting.
Now, Erin, this is personal to me, and so I'm going to say this is the most exciting for me, mm-hmm. but I'm sure some of my colleagues will challenge me on this.
Yes.
But we're going to be having a feature called Storytelling Under the Christmas Tree. Erin, I'm a storyteller.
So okay.
I'm so excited about this. We're gonna wow the Bahamian audience with Storytelling Under the Christmas Tree. And then coming up A very close second to that is our Literary Authors Radio Spotlight, where we will be highlighting excerpts from our Bohemian authors. So they will be played on different radio stations and on social media. Yes. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. And
one more thing that I'm really, really excited about is cultural dialogues. Every week we will be hosting cultural dialogues via Zoom, and we will be speaking with different sectors in the cultural field. This Monday, we will be hosting Bohemian authors via Zoom, and we're going to be having a cultural dialogue to discuss where we are with writing and writers, and how do we take our writing and our publishing to the next level. Because I'm a writer and a storyteller, to me, these are the most exciting events.
Absolutely. And that's Bohemian Dialogues, right? Via Zoom?
Yes, that's correct.
That's Monday. Go on.
All of the flyers will be posted on our social media page so that you can get the different Zoom ID numbers and you can tune in.
Absolutely. So my favorite two so far are, of course, the Who We Is Bohemian Culture Survey, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
I want to say to older Bohemians, take your, and unless there's an age limit, right, to the questions, make
no
sure
age limit.
You sit with your little cousins, them, and your children, them, and help them complete the survey as well. I think
yes.
That's a great idea. But my favorite, I think the favorite event for me going to be the table setting, Christmas tree, and Junkanoo mask competition.
Yes, we're putting that out. We want the Bohemian public to get involved in this competition. You know, as Bohemians, it has become a tradition over the years that we got to fix up the house for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have those tables decorated so beautifully. And sometimes we don't even have any guests come to the house.
Well,
the house is so beautiful.
Even if the guests come, they can't sit at that table place, though. They can't sit there.
Exactly, because it's only for show.
Yes.
And so we're asking the Bohemian public, those that are fixing up their tables, to just shoot a picture to us. And we will place it in our competition. And we are going to be posting those pictures online because we want to see what our Bohemian public think is the most beautiful place setting.
Absolutely. And guess what? For me, if I was decorative inclined, I would make it a theme. So my table setting, my Christmas tree, and a matching Junkanoo mask, all of them would fit one theme, and I enter in all three one time. But my table setting, my theme have to be totin', right? Like, I'm going to make it not just easy, but I'm going to make it couth. It's going to be acceptable, and it's a part of the affair. Like, I saw Brentford Hall, Simeon Hall Jr., the chef, had a Christmas placing, like a Christmas dinner, like a dinner he did. I think it was Christmas.
Right.
And he had Baggy as palate cleanser. Right, so
that's
my table setting have to have a place for the baggy. For the baggy, I love it. I think that's going to be my favorite one. How do people send their entries in? We take pictures of them and send them in to the ministry.
You can send them via our Facebook page, all of our social media platforms.
All right, because I would like to volunteer to go house to house and inspect, but I only could it go on Christmas Day when they serve in dinner.
Well, we'll accept you as a volunteer. That's not a problem.
Absolutely. So next week is the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony.
That's correct. Next week, Wednesday, we're excited about that. We're looking forward to a beautiful tree this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I would like to recommend, right, that next year, you're like maybe a tamarind tree. Like, why we have to do a traditional Christmas a pine tree? Why we can't find a bean? I know we have pine trees in the Bahamas, right? We need to find a new tree for our Christmas lighting. I propose a winter mango tree.
Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
You know how the Bahamians go. You know how bad they will carry on if we do that.
Well,
we've got to give them what they want. They want that traditional tree.
True.
You watch what will happen to us if we go put a mango tree or a tamarind tree in the square.
Well, first things first, they can eat all the mango off of it. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. But you're right. We, you know, we love tradition. But in the time of COVID, we have to find ways to do tradition differently. In you know, in a more safe way. And so I encourage people to explore the ways that we can do things differently while still holding on to tradition.
Yes. And I just want to say that our theme this year is celebrating ourselves. Culture is who we are.
Absolutely.
That's our theme.
Absolutely. And I love it. I love it. I always think we celebrate culture first for ourselves, and then because we are a tourist-based economy and culture, we celebrate it first for ourselves and then so we can share it with others authentically.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I'm very passionate about culture and the cultural sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that our current minister, the Honorable Mario Boleg, he has expressed the desire for culture to be considered a sector. So we are moving towards building culture as a sector.
Okay.
And one of the things that I've been preaching for a while is that even though we tout tourism as our major industry, we have to recognize the fact that tourists travel for experiences, the authentic experiences.
Yep.
And those authentic experiences equate to culture.
Yes. Absolutely.
So culture really is the bedrock of tourism. And so we have to now see how we can develop and build that tourism product through cultural experiences by building the cultural creative industry.
Absolutely. And I'm not an intersectional advocate for nothing. I keep reminding people, right, is that if Ministry of Tourism takes the main share, because it provides the main share, right? Then it's
yes.
Our job in other sectors to show the Ministry of Tourism how we intersect.
Yes.
And how we can help each other grow the Bahamian product as a
yes.
whole. Absolutely. So, dear Ministry of Tourism, we're coming to see you shortly, for our new Christmas scavenger hunt in the time of COVID. So we can help people find the traditional Christmas spirit in new ways. That's what we're going to do this year. But Ms. Sands, I'm out of time. Please tell us how people can get in touch with the Cultural Affairs Division for more details about this year's activities.
You can reach us via telephone at the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, 502-0601. And you can visit our social media pages for more information. And the social media will be flooded with information in short order with all of our activities. We have tons of flyers for all of our activities, so they will be coming across and for everybody to view.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Ms. Sands. Thank you very much. Now, listen, if you had a choice of hearing, are you ready for this? Your
yes.
choice is Dr. Off, Junkanoo, or Eddie Minnis, Junkanoo Jam. Which one are you choosing?
Junkanoo.
There you go, producer. Play Junkanoo for us, please. Thank you so much, Ms. Sands, for joining us. And hopefully you can join me again for another little short segment. We could talk about the results in the competition, the prize that I'm going to win for the best Christmas tree, best play setting, best Junkanoo mask. And tell the people what's going on throughout the month of December.
Most definitely. I look forward to that.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Arlington, you play that music while I read some of these texts. I read some stuff over the music. And I got one more for you to play. I got an important note. I think this is important to know, especially since we're talking Junkanoo. I have a brief message from Ms. V. Charmaine Roll and the FIE Junkanoo Rush. They have released a new video series documenting and commemorating the lives of Junkanooers lost during the pandemic. Like I said, it's a video series where they publish a video a day featuring the members of the community that have passed away during the COVID pandemic. And you can find that on the FIE Junkanoo Rush Facebook page or the Visha Main Road Facebook page, where you can be directed to YouTube from there. And some of the people who have already been posted are Shavonia Adderley, Willis Kool-Aid Bain, Ruben Rasta China Joseph, and Howard Bethel. May you rush in peace. Anyway, Arlington, keep that playing. I'm going to read a couple more texts here. Miss Green, how are you? No, I don't think he's a safe man. Jitney man, you have all them signal in your bus. You can't be stopping with no signal. What you think this is, Junkanoo? Another texter said it was Gumbe summer. Yes, Anton, Gumbe summer. Another texter says, hi, Atlanta's founder was so smart. He had Mr. Burnside design Arena Village as a mini base street. That's why their Junkanoo sounds so great. Well, look how we're going to have to partner with Atlantis to create mini recordings, because we could capture the sound there without shutting down all the commerce in the capital. Well, thank you. An opportunity to grow together. Aaron, we have native cedar trees that make beautiful Christmas trees. Yeah, I know, but you could imagine you in the Christmas tree looking for an ornament, and then all of a sudden you grab a winter mango? What a better Christmas than that? What a better Christmas than that? But you're right, we do have cedar trees, and we do have a tradition of cutting down our own trees. But remember, we can only do that if we have a sustainable, healthy forestry management program. Like I said, the things come with sense, but we could do anything we want to do. Anything we want to do. Listen, I'm sorry that I ran out of time. I got so much music on this list, so I'm going to have to bring this list back next week. Arlington, let me try one more thing. Play Tony Iommi, Junkanoo and Nassau to close it off. Y'all just keep hiding all this good Junkanoo music from us young people. We're going to have to come teeth it back, man. We're going to have to come teeth it back. Anyway, I'm all out of time. You've been listening to On the Clock with Aaron Green. It was Culture Friday. It's 11 a.m. That means Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next. So stay tuned to 96.9 FM.
Junkanoo in Nassau, man. It's carnival in this land. It starts early in the morning. Oh, Lord. See people jumping.